Hello, this is Mary Sutherland, your host for BUFO Paranormal and UFO Radio. You can listen to our show 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on our main site at www.burlingtonnews.net or through our syndicated show at Pioneer Radio in London, England. That is pioneer.rollo.net. Stop in at Pioneer Radio and listen to our Saturday program, which is called UFO Saturdays, which will be a compilation of not only BUFO Paranormal and UFO Radio, but various radio stations playing UFO and UFO related shows. UFO Saturday will be played around the clock, 24 hours, so morning through night up into Sunday morning. That would be pioneer.rollo.net. And for you that don't have access to the computer, listen to yours truly, Mary Sutherland, every Friday on WJJG AM 1530 out of Chicago as we discuss various subjects on the UFO phenomenon. Before our show starts for tonight, I would like to personally invite you to become a member of BUFO Paranormal and UFO. You can go to www.burlingtonnews.net/membership and read all about it. The membership is only $12 a year. That means $1 a month. And what you will get out of it is priceless. Not only do we have great incentives for you as a member, but remember, your membership will be used to help support us, which will really be appreciated on this end. And now for tonight's show. We have the pleasure tonight to be speaking with Donna Reese. And Donna Reese is an expert, as far as I'm concerned, in color vibration. And Donna's with us right now. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Very well, thank you. And you?
I'm having a colorful evening.
A colorful evening, great. Well, I thought maybe I'd just kind of like pass it right over to you, and you can tell our listeners a little bit about yourself and your work with color.
All right. Well, my work actually started about 35 years ago. My son had some actually allergy problems. When he was little, his tongue used to swell out of his mouth. And I was fortunate enough to live on the West Coast, so I discovered that he was allergic to the chemicals and the preservatives in the food. And I started putting him on natural food, and that led me into other areas that weren't fashionable then on alternative health. And one of them, of course, was color therapy. So having gone through so many different issues with him health-wise, he's now a 38-year-old, full-grown man, and absolutely no issues. But he probably would not have made it if I hadn't have discovered that that was the issue. And so, like I said, it led me to this. And then I had a corporation that I sold in 1989 when my brother passed on. And I had a rather spiritual experience with that. I took his ashes and took them up to Washington State to scatter them in a river. And when I did, it made a path of light across the river.
Oh, really?
Oh, it was so amazing. It was just really took me back to my own center. And because of that, I sold the company, I syndicated real estate, and I formed this company in 1989. And the first thing that I did was develop a deck of divination cards called the Mystic Journey Cards.
You developed this yourself?
Mm-hmm. They've been in my family for about 300 years. They're regular playing cards.
Uh-huh.
And they go back before the time of the Tarot, and I put the picture of my brother's ashes on the back because I wanted to share what had happened with me. So that was the first of many products that I've developed since. I also manufacture aura cameras, and the cameras that I build are the only ones that are recognized by the U.S. federal court as non-programmable.
Oh, we were just talking about that tonight, as a matter of fact.
Well, you know, when I started this, I didn't know where it would go, and I'm sure you can relate to that. It's led me on a really interesting journey, and I don't know that I would have particularly picked to go into the arena that I'm in, but I feel very blessed to be there. So when I recognize there's a couple of other manufacturers out there on aura cameras, and I honor and respect the psychic realm, but I like to come from a real practical space. So the cameras, I took them before the federal court, and I had it recognized as non-programmable. And now you'll find them in AIDS centers and cancer centers. And it's just been an amazing journey for me with that. As an example, the skin, I measure your galvanic skin response, your electromagnetic fields, and your meridians. And through a double exposure process, it puts it on film. Well, if you would take a photograph with one of my cameras of someone, let's say, that was diabetic, you would notice it would be black with little red lines. Or if someone was close to transcending, like an AIDS patient, it would be black with a little bit of indigo. And this is having done thousands of pictures and consulted with the folks that have purchased the cameras. Of course, we don't treat, heal, or prescribe here in the U.S. However, this is a tool that you can use to recognize an emotional issue. And in my opinion, if you recognize the emotional the emotional issue, then you will prevent disease on the physical body. So it's led me into developing a color therapy system, publishing books, manufacturing many different products, and a new appetite suppressant. So with that, if it would work for you, I'd like to tell you just a little bit about
Before you get into that, let me give your URL to our listeners so that as they're listening, they can also pull up your site and be able to follow along that way as well. It would be www.lightstreamers.com.
Actually, that's my promoter. My website is colorvibration.com.
Oh, okay.
And I work with Mel from Lightstream, and he is linked to my site.
Oh, okay.
But mine is singular. It's colorvibration.
Color. V-I what?
V as in victory, I-B-R-A-T-I-O-N.
Okay, .com.
Yeah, colorvibration.com. And then it also links to my other site, which is diet, D-I-E-T, light, L-I-G-H-T, .com.
Okay, great. Okay, now that I'm on the right site.
Well, that's okay.
Colorvibration.com. Fascinating. Fascinating how your life path came to be.
Well, it is. You know, you're going on, and then all of a sudden, this is in my opinion, Spirit says, you know, I think I really intended for you to go in this direction, and that's where you end up. So having lost all the members of my family, with the exception, fortunately, of my son and daughter, I studied astrology, and I just really got into trying to understand why part of my life's path was dealing with people transcending.
I see that you got a beautiful picture on your front page of a little girl that you've taken a picture of with this beautiful aura around her. Now that's based off of the camera that you developed.
Yes, it is, and that's actually is my firstborn grandson. And
That's a little boy, huh?
But he looks so precious. He looks like a little girl. And when you see an auric field like that with all that white in a child, is what you hope to see, because it's purity of intent. If you see a lot of white in an adult, typically it's confusion, a little scattered energy. Sometimes it can be unshed tears, because it's a combination of all the colors.
Oh, really?
I actually had a little baby brought to me that was primarily red, and the grandmother brought the child. She was just an infant, and so the positive part, because it was out of balance with that red, was the parents discussed it, and they decided to separate as a couple. They make great parents. They just didn't do well as a couple.
Uh-huh.
So I felt really honored that my camera could be an instrument for that.
So you've developed your own camera,
mm-hmm.
and then you've written books. What are the names of your books?
I've written Self-Discovery Through Color Vibration, The Language of Color, and I've got a new one that Color and Essential Oils. Gosh, I almost forgot the name of that. Forgive me. It's a guide to color and essential oils. Pretty much what I do is everything that I do, I categorize it by color.
Mm-hmm.
And then I have a new book I just put together called Color. It's for the diet, Color and Food. So you can lose weight through using color, which we'll get to when I go into the color blue.
Okay. Well, we might as well just start, right? Now, you said earlier to me that people develop, how does that work? They develop colors from a baby all the way up through, or the colors change?
Well, part of my, and I also want to tell you, I have cameras all over the world, so if somebody's interested in having a photo with their, of one of my cameras, just go to the website and you'll find a listing of where they are.
Well, I think that I would love to have a photo taken of myself.
Oh, I'd love to do that. I'll be in Atlanta, actually. If you have any, if you're going to be near Atlanta, I'll be there next on the 2nd and 3rd and 4th.
Oh, okay. Well, you never know. You never know where I'll pop up.
Yeah, and I get around the country.
I have a gypsy spirit. You never know where I'll be from one moment to the next.
So do I. A little sag in there, huh?
Yeah.
But travel. Well, what I did when I developed this system was I thought about the seven basic colors: red, orange, yellow, green, blue, indigo, and purple. And so we know that red is the root chakra, and it's our survival. So my theory is that the first 7 years of growth would be considered your red years. And this would be from birth to the age of seven. So as an example, if a child for the first 7 years is raised in a real secure environment, they would grow up with a sound code of ethics. If they were not, they could have issues of instability, security issues. They might be very critical. These would be things that they would always be struggling with. And I think each color has a personality. So typically by the time you get to 49, you've gotten into your purple years. This doesn't mean you're not utilizing all of the other colors. It just means that those, like your Saturn returns, are the 7 years that you're focused, that you're developing those emotions and skills within that color.
7 times 7?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And I think like red personalities are people that are usually very courageous and passionate. They'll be your entrepreneurs, that person that really needs to be self-employed, or if they work for somebody, don't ever tell them what time to come to work, because they're going to do 10 times more than anybody else.
Uh-huh.
And another thing is, like, if you, as an example, if you have cold feet at night, if you put red socks on, your feet won't be cold.
Huh.
So for folks that live in cooler climates, if you wear red socks, it'll help keep your heating bill down and keep you warm.
Remember in the olden days, they had the those old red, what were they? They were like a full-bodied, what did they call them, long johns or something?
Yeah. And now
And remember, they always showed them in red.
Exactly. And, well, the challenging side of that now would be if you went that much. Like, think about Christmas, you know how we put our kids in red?
Uh-huh. Santa Claus in red.
Well, yeah, and they wet the bed, and they get a little hyper. So red is a stimulant. It increases blood flow. So if you're a person that's a bleeder, or you have heart palpitations, or you're considered the new word hyperactive, you might want to be careful how much you indulge in red. Where, on the other hand, if you have migraine headaches, you would either want to put on red or indigo glasses, because you either need to increase or decrease blood flow. So if you study color a little bit, you'll go back to prior to the AMA being formed, that Denshaw's color system was used in medical facilities. However, this is my opinion, we've become a society where everybody gets a drug for something.
Yeah.
The pill for this, the pill for that.
Yeah.
And back then, they would use colored lights. And it worked. So I have chosen in my life to go the Eastern way and the more natural way. Now, the good thing about that is a lot of folks think I'm my son's wife. So either I'm looking pretty good, or
he's looking
pretty old.
Or he's going the opposite, huh?
And, of course, you know, he indulges in all the things that they probably shouldn't, but they're young enough to not worry about it.
Yeah.
And like if you, like I said, if you were a red person, you would be one of those real motivators, those initiators and pioneers and an entrepreneur. So red people, you could usually pick out because they're the ones that are self-starters.
And they're also the ones that would be born, that the age group of birth to 7 years old?
Well, that would be the years that you're developing your red energy. You might not be a red personality, but everyone goes through the 0 to 7 years, where they develop those forms of security, that comfortableness in life, their code of ethics. Everyone develops that. So that's, I think, the survival years, the first 7 years are the most important years in anyone's life. And that's when you gain that stability. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. And I feel like that you want to avoid red, of course, like I said, if you have any nervous conditions or hyperactivity. And if a person has a deficiency in red, they might lack confidence in things. So if you're, like right now, we know our economy is pretty upside down in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So we're all struggling with that survival issue, that red. And now you could probably use essential oils. You might diffuse quite a bit of cinnamon. That would help to make you feel a little more secure right now. You could also breathe in or breathe out red, and that would help with the security issues. If you take a look at, like, McDonald's, you know how they color everything in red?
Uh-huh.
Well, red stimulates the appetite, too. So the objective for McDonald's, in my opinion, of course, is to stimulate the appetite, get you in and get you out real quick and take your money.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what they do with using the red, oranges, and yellows. So now the other thing that you can do is you can eat red foods. We've done some study, and even the AMA is crediting men with prostate issues. The more red tomato sauce or tomato paste they eat, then the better opportunity they have not to develop prostate cancer.
Huh.
And I think glands and organs are influenced by certain vibrations, like the adrenals would control, which would be your energy level, would control the glands and organs of the red. If you were doing a little bit of feng shui, like if you went into your romance section, which would be your right-hand corner of any room, you might put some splashes of red there to keep that passion going. And you might also put a little turquoise and a little bit of silver with it. Turquoise for self-responsibility and heart-centered communication, and silver to keep that sensitive intuitiveness in.
Now, the Southwest Indians, especially like the Hopi Navajo, they're prone to your turquoise and silver.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, they have a really powerful energy. And I think that each country, each nationality has a specific color vibration. Like Mexico, Italy would definitely be red. How passionate they are.
Yeah.
That's a red race, you know. And then the challenging side of it, there's a positive and a challenging side to each color. So you want to look when it's in balance and when it's out of balance. And I've even assigned days of the week to colors, and like I think Monday is a red day, because we all don't want to really get going on Monday now, do we?
No.
So those are that's kind of how I feel about red. And I think if you had a real strong affirmation, a red one that you wanted to make, you might say something like, I have respect for all living things. I have a code of honor. I have integrity. Because the issue of red has to do with ethics. So if you if you have a fever, which is a red, put your feet in blue water, and that'll lower the fever.
Really?
The blue will cool it, like the red will heat it up.
Oh, you are so fascinating. I'm so glad I called you.
Oh, thank you. I really want to get the message out about color, because it has such a strong influence in our lives, and there's so many things that we can learn that will help our children, so we can move forward in a more positive manner.
Mm-hmm.
Well, how about if we move to orange?
Okay.
Okay. Now, if you remember back, of course we're all so young, if you remember back to our Vietnam crisis, and this was really interesting, if you think about that time in history, we painted our homes in orange, avocado green. Those are the big colors of that era. Well, our nation was in trauma. That was what the orange was about. The avocado green had to do with women fighting for their rights. And a little bit before September the 11th, I was contracted to go in. I go to New York quite a bit, but I was contracted to go by Lloyd & Taylor and Mode Magazine and do a presentation on perfumes. I color-coded a lot of perfumes. So after I finished doing this, I ran upstairs to see what the new fashion was. And what I saw was orange and lime green.
Really?
And it was shortly after that the tragedy occurred. So, you know, you always wonder what the effect is or who knew what. And then I think Vietnam is an orange country. And if you think about it, the poppy, all addictions and abuse begins in the vibration of orange. So if you think about the poppy flower, which is heroin, it's in orange. When I hold classes, I have a set of 9 different color therapy glasses I produce. And rape victims, God bless them, when they put the orange glasses on, they have to immediately take them off. They have not yet healed from that emotion, and that's what orange does. It brings back the trauma. Of all the places I've lectured, from Europe to Mexico to the U.S., the 2 colors people dislike the most are orange and brown. Orange because we have so many emotional traumas that we deal with, and brown because so many times there's abuse involved. So if you take the years of the orange growth, it would be from the 8 years of age to 14. And these are really, they're like the salad days of our childhood. That's when we should really be self-confident. And it's the last stage that we have before we start dealing with the issues of identity and selfhood. So it's really important for those years to be real secure. And that's puberty. And I don't know how many of us would ever want to sign up for that again.
Yeah, really?
You know, and if you also think about folks that suffer from depression, if you will diffuse orange essential oil throughout your house, it helps to bring that feeling of bliss back.
And how do you do this?
You can take, put little lamp rings on, or you can buy an orange oil and put it on the top of the lamp ring, or you can go into using a real good grade of oil, which would not be synthetic, and you can actually buy a cold diffuser for it. Another thing I recommend is people to take any time from 17 to 22 drops of an essential oil will make it medicinal. So if you mix it with first cold pressed olive oil, you can rub it on the bottom of the feet, and it goes right into all the meridian points. So it's a real healthy thing to do. But nobody can smell orange and not feel a bit of bliss. So
uh-huh.
It helps so much. It's like an antidepressant.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, you immediately think of orange blossoms.
Exactly. Exactly. And if folks prefer tangerine over orange, they're usually still dealing with issues from childhood. So that's kind of nice if you do the little smell test and see which one you like the best. That'll give you a little hit on it. And then if you take in your kitchen as an example, folks that don't like to cook and they want to bring the family together, if you'll do your kitchen with some splashes of orange, it'll help for the cook to become more creative, and it will also help to bring the children in and the family together for more chatter. So it's a nice color to work with to do that. And if you feel, like I said, a depression, if you'll focus on orange and just focus on breathing it in and breathing it out, it'll help to bring that feeling of bliss back. Typically, people that are orange personalities, they make really good politicians. They make good social workers, and they usually like to test the physical limitations against the environment. And they usually like to plan, because they're kind of adventurous, their next adventure that they want to go on. Orange is also good for increasing, it strengthens our lungs, and like I said, it helps with depression. So it's one of the most wonderful colors. Folks that can't deal with it through the eyes, if they can take it into the olfactory through smelling and breathing it in, it's a way that they can help to heal from the issues that they may have had.
Well, could you just take like a regular orange then and just close your eyes and then take that orange and rub it slowly across your forehead?
Absolutely.
Like over your third eye?
Absolutely. I tell a lot of times, I'll tell folks that have limited funds, buy an orange, eat it, put a little bit of the juice on the light bulb, it'll go through the house. And if you eat the white part of the orange, it helps to weave the heart. It's really good for folks that have heart issues.
It weaves the heart?
It helps the heart, because that little white part in there helps for people that have weaknesses in their heart. Isn't that fascinating?
Yes,
it is.
And, you
know, all of this is available. I mean, you can search the Internet and find out so much about color, and I try to give a lot of free information on my site, but people are beginning to embrace it again.
Yes, isn't that wonderful?
It is. It really is. It's, in my opinion, it's such a better choice than taking any kind of medication. And, I mean, there's a place for it. But if we can do it on our own and we can do it through natural sources, it's a lot healthier.
Oh, I agree.
You know, and like one of the affirmations that I think is helpful for orange, because orange is about pleasure. And sometimes we punish ourselves and forget the pleasure. So you could say things like, I feel pleasure when I pamper myself. I feel pleasure when I'm touched. I feel pleasure when I feel relaxed. So that might be a way that you could bring that in. And there's also times that clothing is really important. You know, you can send off a really good message with color. So sometimes if you want to wear orange, it could be when you want to organize your time and motivate yourself a little bit. It could be very helpful for that. So if you have any questions, we can go to yellow.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let's go to yellow. We've done red, we've done orange.
I'll give you my little three. I love information. So I have three A's of business.
Okay.
The first A is awareness, which means to understand it. I think that's yellow. The second A is acceptance, which is to feel it, which is orange. And the third one is action. Do something about it with red.
Uh-huh. Very good.
Okay. Now, one of the things that I really like to let folks know about yellow, if you join the military here, before they deport our men, a lot of times they put them in a red room, because it helps to agitate them before you send them off.
Yeah.
And I did some work with some women's prisons, and we did the bubblegum pink room with less red, because pink will help to calm the more violent people down. It makes you lethargic. Actually, if you go back into the 50s, when every little boy was blue and every little girl was pink, that's why little girls could cut out their paper dolls and the little boys kept talking all the time.
Huh.
So if you join the military or you like to shoot a rifle, they'll have you put yellow glasses on because it'll help you to focus. Unfortunately, if our children don't focus, many of us put them on Ritalin. So now if you study about Japan a little bit, you'll find that over there they do yellow overlays and rosemary oil. So if you have a child at home that is just one of those really bright, gifted children, but it's hard to hold their attention, try putting yellow color therapy glasses on them, or put yellow overlays on their work, or paint a wall yellow in the room that they're studying in, and diffuse a little rosemary oil. It will help them to focus, and it's a wonderful alternative. Now, on the other hand,
rosemary also works for ridding negative energies.
Oh, does it?
Mm-hmm, that accumulate around you.
Yeah. Oh, see, now you could make a spray out of that, huh?
Mm-hmm.
That would be, and you know, it's got to be negative if you think you've got this new term, ADD, which really means that you're, of course, diet has attributes a lot, but to me it means that you're pretty bright and gifted.
Yeah. Well, that's how I see it, too.
Oh, yeah. I mean, they wanted to put my son on this years ago. The state of California wanted to fund. He was so bright. The kid was just, he was brilliant, and he bored easy.
Oh, sure.
So I made him, give him extra work. Work him.
Yeah.
You know? Now, if you have an Alzheimer's patient at home, and you'll paint a door yellow, they'll never go through that door.
Really?
Because it creates the confusion in the mind, same as in a mental institution. So you would never want to do a mental institution in yellow. It creates too much craziness in the mind. It spins the mind. Now, if you have problems with your elimination system, paint your bathroom yellow. You won't have it anymore. You'll be in and out of there quickly.
Huh.
So, yellow is one of the most interesting colors, isn't it? And it
well, I never heard of this before. I am so pleased over the information you're giving us. This is going to be so helpful for everyone.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. It's my mission right now. Like I said, I really want to get this out. If your yellow years, that one is growing, it's the time when they develop their, you know, it's our solar plexus. So it's our time of self-confidence. It's the time when we decide what we're going to do, where we're going to go to school. And if your parents assist their children to develop in the earlier years, teaching them to own their own natural inclinations, then this is a really easy time for them because they've developed this. They're outward. They're confident. They're not afraid to move forward. And we know that with that, the absence of sunshine, like I go up to Alaska and teach classes a couple of times a year to autistic children and several different groups up there, which, speaking of autism, let me throw in something on orange I forgot to mention.
Okay.
If you have an autistic child, the color orange you want to avoid because it creates so many more issues for them. It's an emotional color, and it has to do with an emotional disease. They'll do very well in blues and pinks, and there's a great essential oil that helps to calm them down called Peace and Calming. I work with another autistic center out of Shreveport, and the parents are just so open to other choices for their children.
Well, bless you for that, because that is something that more and more people should be helping with, is with the autistic children, because they're caught in such a world.
Oh, God, yes. And there's two of them that are there that were perfectly normal until they had immunization.
Really?
Yeah, and then they went autistic. And I know they're finding that some of the live vaccinations they've given have created this. But then, you know, it's also controversial. I have five grandchildren. And my daughter has chosen to go the alternative route, so she's really been bucking the system because she's not doing the immunization. And her children are raised on all-natural products. And you can really see it when you just touch their little arms, their skin pops right back.
Uh-huh.
Where the other set are the burger and the fry and the milk babies,
yeah,
there's dents in. And it's, you know, it's a lot to absorb. I wouldn't want to be a young mother again.
Yeah.
I would not want to do that.
I just wish that I knew what I know today as a young mother, you know,
exactly,
raising my children. There's so much I could have done for my children then.
You know, as hard as it was having my son have some of the health issues he did, the blessing was that it opened the door to things that I would never have looked at.
Yeah.
I mean, my son had a soy birthday cake. My God, if he'd have been locked up, he could have broke out. This thing was so heavy.
Yeah.
But it was really helpful. Yellow personalities or yellow people are usually good mentors, teachers. They're also good entrepreneurs, and they're activists. They're the managers of life. Again, yellow is a great laxative. It helps to increase the flow of the bile, increase the stomach, and it's if you have an excessive amount of yellow, you'd probably be a little workaholic, a perfectionist, judgmental. So you might want to look, if you have an excess of it, then try to bring in the color complement. Like, you know that blessed engineer that you ask him what time it is and he tells you everything, how to build the watch, but you never did find out what time it was?
Yeah.
He could use a little bit of purple, because purple or violet would be the color complement to yellow, and that would help to clear his mind. There are some folks that they just can't quit thinking long enough.
Yeah.
You know.
And so there, the purple works?
Yeah, the purple, it always go to the color, typically go to the color complement. You can't always say always. Sometimes I will combine people with, like, if they're going through and opening a new business, I'll probably have them use red and yellow, because they're needing that drive, that passion, that survival, and that mental clarity. So those are good color combinations to put together for them.
And now, would they be using the purple shaded glasses as well? Would that help?
The color therapy glasses are just, they're a wonderful way to, because 95% of everything we take in through the eyes. So if you think about it, you put on a pair of color glasses or you look at a color overlay, you're injecting that color into the retina of the eye. It then goes through the pineal and it activates the appropriate hormone.
Oh, great. Great.
So it's just a great way, you know, to bring in the color. Same as with essential oils, they go through the olfactory. Or flower essences, they all work on the subtle parts of the body, which prevent disease on the physical part of the body. Some other interesting trivia, too, if you have a newborn baby at home, or a little one, you don't want to paint their room in yellow. It gives them too much space, and they'll have a hard time leaving home.
And I remember a lot of times that was always the main color they chose when they didn't know if the child was going to be a boy or girl. The parents would, most times, choose yellow to
they
do their rooms.
They did that a lot in the 70s,
mm-hmm.
the late 60s and 70s.
Yeah.
And you know that that generation, there are more of that generation living back at home in the United States. There's such a high population of that.
Really?
Isn't that interesting?
Huh.
Now, you know, your mind can go, now, I wonder if it had something to do with that.
Well, yeah, because I know that, I remember that being a time when that was, everybody chose for baby, the baby clothes, the nursery, everything yellow, because they didn't know if it was going to be a boy or a girl.
Mm-hmm.
Then once everybody started finding out, you know, when they finally started telling people boy, girl, then all of a sudden maybe, okay, well, it's going to be a boy, so they buy out blue and do the nursery in blues or pink, you know.
Exactly.
And you said that that is one color we should never use.
Exactly, because it gives too much space, and they won't leave home.
Hmm.
They have a very hard time leaving home.
Hmm.
And it's just like I said, if you paint a door yellow, an Alzheimer's patient won't go through it. So these are little helpful tools that you...
So like if I want, because I have a teenage boy, I'm always trying to keep home, right? Well, actually, he's not a teenager anymore now that I think about it. And now I want to always keep him home, so all I have to do is paint around the door, huh?
There you go.
Paint his room yellow.
In a yellow room, so paint around the door. I think one of the issues of yellow is about empowerment, about being empowered. So some of the affirmations that I would use for yellow would be, I know I am worth all of the love and kindness the world has to offer. I know that my presence here on earth is of great importance. I know better than to let people treat me poorly. I know what my boundaries are, and I make sure people respect them. That's been my hardest lesson in life, is to learn to set boundaries.
Yeah.
So, but I think I might have gotten it.
Okay, now I'm confused. Because you said that the yellow keeps a person, you know, as a baby, it doesn't set any boundaries for them.
Correct.
But then you said that yellow represents boundaries.
But you don't want to put a child... And with too much space in the beginning, they need to be close in.
Oh, okay.
This is when they're little, not when they're... This is for the first couple of years.
Okay.
You know, and I did a survey, actually, and found out there was a whole lot of us that did that, and their children didn't leave home.
Yeah.
So it's just those first formative times.
Oh, okay.
First couple of years. It's not beyond that.
Mm-hmm.
Does that clear it?
Yeah. Okay.
So we've done... Hmm?
We've done what? Red, orange, yellow?
We've done red, orange, and yellow.
Okay.
So how about if we do a little bit of green? And I'll go back and forth sometimes when I forget something.
Oh, that's good. I'm glad you do.
Because I want to make sure we get the good points in.
Yeah, I'm glad you do that. Thank you.
Now, if you remember back a while back, when it was real popular to do the home in that deep green... People were doing their...
That forest green?
Yeah.
Or hunter's green.
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know, obesity went on the rise then, didn't it?
Oh, really?
Green creates growth. When you overdo anything, it's like if you overdo red, it creates agitation. You overdo the yellow, like it creates too much mental stimulation. So too much green will create growth. I had a client that got married, and... they chose to do a dark green and a dark purple for their home. They weren't together more than a month before she put on over 40 pounds. Bunions on her feet were growing. He was lethargic and not sleeping. They had overdosed on the green.
Uh-huh.
That's where that old green with envy comes from.
Uh-huh.
So you want to treat green with a great deal of respect. Now, green is our heart center. It's also, without green, there would be no life, because it supplies the oxygen. We know that broccoli and green vegetables are really helpful for the chlorophyll. We know that it's helpful for cancer. We know that
green is helpful for cancer?
Oh, yeah. The more green vegetables that you eat, it helps to be, it's a preventative. So green can, but you wouldn't want to absorb, like if you had a growth, whether it be malignant or benign, you don't want to surround yourself with green because it'll grow more.
Oh, okay.
So, but you want to eat it. It's not surrounding it. It's like being in the broccoli and eating vegetables like that. Green is a really critical stage during our growth years because it's 22 to 28.
Well, and then your plant life is green.
Exactly. I mean, we can't breathe without it.
Yeah.
It is. And also... The other thing that'll happen when people decide to start bringing, like, as an example, green and burgundy into their home, they've had enough of being in lack of. As long as they don't overdo it, burgundy says, I am done with lack of. I am ready to receive total abundance.
Well, see, now that was the other color that people used to blend the green with, the hunter's green.
Yeah, and if as long as you just don't overdo it. What I had these folks do was I had them put lime and yellow throughout, and that helped to offset it. But even if you go back to the red and orange, if you look at like Walmart and Kmart and those stores, You notice how they're kind of in the red, oranges, and yellows? The working class folks are comfortable shopping there. The more affluent will only shop where there's the burgundies and the golds and the deep colors.
Oh, yes, yes, that's true.
They're not comfortable. So if you've got a restaurant and you want to get people out of it quickly, you do like McDonald's. If you want them to stay longer, then you do the richer colors that invites them to stay.
Yeah, and you see that a lot in fine dining, you know, the burgundy tones and like the forest green colors.
You can go into somebody's home and you can do an evaluation of them by the colors they've chosen.
Uh-huh.
So that makes it very interesting. Now, like I said, the green years, this is the critical stage because this is when we determine how we find love and happiness in the later stages of our life. So it's a time when we start considering, because 22 to 28, folks are thinking about, should I get married? Our ability to love ourselves takes on a whole new dimension because we need somebody else to come into our lives. And typically, people that are green personalities really strive for perfection. Green people are usually humanitarians and environmentalists. They're nurses, caretakers, philanthropists. They're usually generous and very compassionate. The temperament of green can be slow, and sometimes it can have a little bit of a feeling of a heaviness. Now, hospitals is not the place I particularly like to be, and I've been blessed that I haven't been for myself. I've been there for others. But if you notice, like the surgeons, when they come out, they'll be wearing like that sage green.
Yeah.
Because that's soothing to them. Where you wouldn't expect them to come out and wear red now, would you? And so I think right now that as a world, we're in a turquoise age with an olive green overlay. And what that means to me is the turquoise says, I'm taking self-responsibility. I'm going to my rabbi, my priest, my minister, my doctor, my Indian chief, and I'm gathering up all the information to figure out what works for me.
Really?
I'm coming from my heart, speaking my truth. And the olive green overlay says, I'm using my heart and my mind to balance my male and female energy. And then if you take a look at like our combat fatigues that we're sending our boys off with, they have that sage green. And in my opinion, one of the things that we've lacked in this country is balancing the male and the female energy. So it just seems like it's a turquoise time with an olive green overlay. I like to make sure I give my opinion so I'm not treating, healing, or prescribing, just so that you're aware.
Okay, yeah.
By owning it, it makes it work real well.
Yeah.
A lot of therapeutic values, green, it can be very sympathetic. It can also be really helpful to the kidneys and to the liver. Now, we know that tea tree or melaleuca is a wonderful, I think it vibrates to green. And it's a really good oil. However, you want to be careful when you diffuse it because it can also increase the heart rate. Did you know that peppermint on a nursing woman, a woman nursing her child, can dry up the milk?
It can dry up the milk?
Yeah, I just learned this a few weeks ago. I had no idea about that.
I know that like when a baby has, you know, colic, if you put peppermint in their water, and you know, in their bottle,
yes.
Just a couple drops of peppermint in the water, it takes the colic away.
You can also mix it with olive oil and rub it on their tummies, and it'll help. But if you're nursing, it'll dry up the milk.
I never knew that.
I did a class for some midwives, and I think that peppermint vibrates to turquoise, and they told me that. I was so grateful to know that because I had no idea.
Yeah. Because you would think, because I would assume that some of the mothers would think, well, you know, if the peppermint works good, you know, for colic, you know, in the water, you know, in the bottle, mm-hmm. I'll just put a little peppermint on me, you know, if I'm nursing.
Exactly.
And next thing they know, they no longer have any milk.
Exactly. And they're like,
oops.
Boom, there goes that.
I guess I was wrong there.
I've done some presentations for, as an example, the sales and marketing executives. It's a national group. And they wanted me to talk about how you could increase your sales in your business through color. And so you could do that by the colors that you wear, or you can identify the personality of your client that's visiting. And I think when you need to make a decision, Green is really helpful at decision making.
Uh-huh.
Also, if you wear green clothing when you want to motivate your objectivity, it helps also to promote health consciousness, and it tends to stimulate an independent goal. It also will help to calm the emotional response when there's discord.
Uh-huh.
Now, one of the things that I get my son to do for me is I have him take the heating vent out of my car and put different essential oils so that when I turn the air on the heat, it blows out. And as an example, when I just want to play, I'll have him do the orange. Or when I'm taking a long trip, I'll have him do the rosemary. Or when the pollen season hits, I'll have him do the eucalyptus.
Huh.
So those are some kind of fun things that that you can do.
Huh.
And I think green, the issue of green, is about peace. And I think some of the affirmations would be, I love the peace I feel when I communicate with nature. Or I love the peace and sanctuary of my home. Or I love the peace I feel when I detach myself from material things. I love the peace I feel when I stop controlling others. So remember, there's a positive and a challenging side. So the challenging side of greens are they want to control everything that happens.
Uh-huh.
So, let's see, if that, if you don't have any questions on that, I can go on to blue.
Okay, I'm looking forward to it.
All right. Now, blue is one of my fun colors right now, because blue is also an appetite suppressant.
Oh, really?
And I just brought out a, called the Diet Light, and I had the honor of Prevention Magazine writing about it, KNBC News, Channel 5 discussing it, and it was discussed on Barbara Walters' The View. So we'll go into about blue, but I would really like to share, since obesity is a nationwide problem right now, and especially in our children, we're seeing them, they're really obese right now,
yeah.
And it's so unhealthy. Well, if you study the history of color and you go back to when primal man was first out hunting, they would have a food alert. Anything that was blue or black, they wouldn't eat.
Really?
Then we went through, remember the blue plate specials?
Uh-huh.
Well, that was when you would pay less and people would eat less. They'd get smaller portions, but they were on a blue plate because blue is a natural appetite suppressant. So what I've done is I create the only blue light for the refrigerator in the world. And you can't just put any light bulb in a refrigerator. It has to be heat sensitive. I spent about 3 years in research, and I found the right frequency of blue. So when you open the door to the refrigerator, it sends the signal of the color through the retina of the eye, and it automatically suppresses the appetite.
Uh-huh. Good for you.
It accompanies a CD, which then you listen to the CD, and it continues to make blue your trigger point. So now when you're out, the sky is blue, blue jeans. Whenever you see blue, you eat less, and you also start thinking about more appropriate food choices.
Remember remember when that we had that blue willow plateware? It was
dark. Yes.
Yeah. I just thought of it now because you were talking about blue, but that was so popular.
Very much so. And when my family left home, I painted my kitchen all dark blue,
uh-huh.
And we never went in it because I was tired of cooking, so nobody ever went in
there. Uh-huh.
There was nothing in there, and I actually shrunk. I went up to, after menopause, a size 6. Lost 97 pounds from this. You can still eat ho-hos, ding-dongs, and all the other things that you want, which is not what I'm suggesting, but you will automatically lose weight through utilizing blue.
So it's not what you eat, per se.
Exactly.
How would you explain it?
Blue has the ability, the frequency to shrink. Blue light was used in the 30s to shrink growth. It would literally, you would shine blue light, and you do this in Europe, and it'll shrink a growth. So when you take the color blue, you put it into the retina of the eye when you look at it, it automatically sends the hormone and suppresses the appetite. When you accompany with it a CD, we know that self-hypnosis works.
Uh-huh.
So I have a CD that's self-hypnotic, and I have the blue light. I've taken color, light, and hypnotherapy and combined them. It's a safe way to go. Now that you take off and you go to school, you can get blue color therapy glasses, you can wear those, or you can just simply continue to listen to the CD and you'll look around and see blue everywhere. So you start with the diet light in the refrigerator and then you go forward with the CD. Excuse me. I was just at Office Depot picking up one of those thumbball mouse, since I spend a lot of time on the computer. And so the gentleman asked me, what does that mean on your car, lose weight with color therapy? And I was telling him about blue. He just got out of Tarrant County College here. He goes, oh, I studied that in college in physiology. I know all about how blue is an appetite suppressant.
Really?
Yeah, and again, you can search it on the internet, but nobody did anything about it. And so that little entrepreneur in me said, I'm going to make a blue light.
Good for you. You are such an amazing person. I mean, the things that you come up with, the blue light, the aura camera. Oh.
Well, the next thing I want to do down the road is I want to develop an orange light bulb. Because if you put orange in the refrigerator, it's an appetite stimulant.
For the...
It would be helpful for people that are anorexic or AIDS patients.
Mm-hmm.
And so my son-in-law is a little angel, a big guy. And so he was experimenting for me with the orange and the yellow bulb. And he called me up and he said, what does the yellow do? And I said, well, why are you asking? He said, well, I'm drinking more Dr. Pepper than I've ever drank. Well, you know when you go to the meat counter, they use yellow and orange light to enhance the color of the meat. Dr. Pepper's in a red can. So I have to find my guinea pigs, you know.
So what about Coke then?
It's the same thing. You'd drink more if you had an orange or yellow light in the refrigerator. So put blue in it. You will give things like this up. And if you don't have a family at home and you can do the whole kitchen in blue, do it.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
Here I am sitting here listening to this, visualizing all the clothes that I have in my closet that are blue, thinking of my new wardrobe starting tomorrow, all in blue. I'm going to Walmart, get some blue paint for my kitchen and order one of your blue light bulbs.
I get the sense that you're not overweight. I get the sense that you're rather tall, slim.
Well, I'm not overweight, no.
Yeah,
but,
you don't sound like it.
Yeah, but, you know, it's good to know this, though. Especially in the wintertime, because most people, a lot of people anyhow, they're not out there, you know, they're not snow people, you know, so they're not out there in the snow skiing and whatever else a person does in the winter. You know, they're more homebound.
Exactly.
And because of it, they're munching on this, munching on that, while spending more time in front of the TV set, you know, so, you know, naturally they put on the weight in the more so in the wintertime. So in the wintertime, I would say definitely would be a good time to do the blues.
Especially for folks like I spent most of my life in Southern California, which, you know, I was very physical there. Now I'm in, and I'm back and forth, but I'm in Texas now.
Yeah.
And the weather's not really cold here, but I find that, you know, if I'm not careful, I keep that blue light in there. I can have a little extra ice cream, and that's not so good now. You know?
Well, that's what's so great about it, because you're working with the frequencies, right, of your body, the vibration.
Exactly. I just think Spirit gave us everything we needed. Everything is here. We just need to take a look at it, you know.
Yeah.
And if you even think about this, you know, blue promotes truth-telling. So some police departments will paint their interrogation rooms blue. And think about the fact that most police officers wear blue or they wear brown.
Uh-huh.
Blue promotes telling the truth. You got teenagers at home, paint their rooms blue. But not dark blue.
Yeah.
Because it would create depression.
Yeah.
And I they've done some surveys and found that some of the children that have been doing the shootings at the schools are products of Ritalin. And when I was in Columbine, one of the mothers whose son had tried suicide twice had painted his room. It had been a dark indigo for a long time. So that creates that feeling of depression.
And, you know, a lot of teenagers now are wearing black. Have you noticed that? Are prone to black, very dark colors.
You know, I thought that through, and I've done quite a bit of work with teenagers. On the one side of it, I have found, what I have found with them is it's fear-based. and they're wearing black because it's like a cloak or a protection. There's also those that are doing it in a, not such a positive way. But if you think about at Christmas time, most women go out and buy a black dress because it always makes you look slimmer. So if you ever have gone to a hairdresser's convention, most of them are wearing black. I mean, their clients dump so much on them that it's like a protection. And when I've been on the road for a long time, I start wearing black because I'm just tired of talking and tired of being out in the public. So I think one of the things that our youth are really suffering from right now is that there's a lot of fear. They don't even know if they can go to school without having a shooting going on.
Yeah.
The peer pressure that they know now, every generation says it, but this is beyond what I think anybody thought would happen. So I think we're finding more of it going to that for black. And then, of course, there's the negative side that it's gang or it's, you know, that kind of relation. But I have a color system that I'm hoping to put on online soon, and I have people pick colors. Based on what they pick, I can tell what their emotional blocks, their physical and their spiritual blocks are. And when they pick black, many of the young folks, and put it in a certain position, I know this is fear-based, and they really need that black.
They do need it.
Yeah, they really do. They need it because it helps to ground them.
We're speaking with Donna Reese, and her URL is www.colorvibration.com. www.colorvibration.com. I just wanted to get that in for in case one of the listeners just came in recently and never caught the URL before. I always have a problem getting that third W in there. I always go www. And people say, oh, no, there's an extra W in there.
And my color vibration is singular.
It is.
Sometimes people go to the color vibrations instead of color vibration.
Uh-huh.
So just to clarify that.
Okay, yeah. So colorvibration.com.
Yes.
Okay, so on we were speaking on black being a protection. Then.
Exactly. And then we were actually going on blue, and
I popped over
to black.
I think I popped over there. I'm sorry. I got you off track. I do
not
that.
Not at all. I'm glad you did, because I wanted to cover a little bit about black and what I've seen with young folks. And that's why I like to give the example of hairdressers and, you know, folks that wear a lot of black. And women, when we go out and buy that black dress, yet my mother would have driven 100 miles out of her way to avoid a black cat in front of her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So some of the superstitions that we have. Now, I think that our growth years are 29 to 35. I think these are our blue years. And this is when we're dominated by issues of self-expression, sincerity, and responsibility. This is also the period in people's lives when they finally establish their career and they take on the next level. So if they have not, if they don't have, without the command of the lessons that the Blue Center offers, however, you can find yourself really adrift in the world, personally and professionally, and void of willpower. You know, if you suffer, people suffer from sore throats a lot.
Uh-huh.
You want to figure they're not speaking their truth. You know, they're not talking up.
The throat chakra.
Exactly. And one of the places I teach out of is called Center for Human Integration. It's also it's owned by the Catholic Church, and the Medical Missions Sisters Society of the Catholic Church operated. It's accredited by the state of Pennsylvania as a school for alternative health. Well, it's an honor to be there. And let me tell you, I love working with these women because they're very much on the cutting edge. But one of the Reverend Mothers there, when the kids get out of hand, she takes them on a walk and she walks them into the chapel that's all in blue glass. Calms them right down and takes them right back to class.
Really?
So, I taught in some of the teachers at the L.A. City Schools, and in Los Angeles, you cannot teach meditation to children. So imagine being in an inner city school. When you come to school in the morning, you know, maybe your mom beat up your dad, or dad beat up mom, or the police raided your complex or something, or there was a shooting.
Yeah.
But you can't meditate. So I taught the teachers to teach the children blue time. And we got a poster, and the children would they used to ask for Miss Donna's blue time. And they would look at the blue poster, and they would breathe in blue, and they would breathe out blue. And it was staying within what the rules and regulations are. So they also, you cannot anoint the child, but what a teacher could do is use specific essential oils or sprays on herself, which would help to calm the children
in
a challenging time. So those are helpful things if you're in the teaching industry, you know, that you could use for the children, which would be really helpful. And typically, blue personalities are usually really caring and nurturing, and they're also usually real intuitive, and they have a nice sense of inner peace. Now, of course, blues would make really good politicians, and you'd hope to have them as politicians because they really have a desire to be truthful and polite and honest, and we can use a lot of truth right now in office, in my opinion. They make good lawyers, especially when they're good straight lawyers. And musicians or public speakers and writers. Anybody that likes to talk has definitely got some blue in them.
Mm-hmm.
And part of my theory is I think we incarnate, that's if you are comfortable with believing in past lives.
Oh, very much so.
I've come to feel that's comfortable for me, and I feel that way. So I think that when folks come in, they have a specific ray they've come in on. And then they have other overlays. So I've lectured before lots of groups of nurses, and they talk about sometimes seeing something spiral out of the body when one makes their transition.
Uh-huh.
And we know that the body is, what, about an ounce lighter afterwards? So I wonder if that's not the soul, and if it isn't in a specific color. So like for me, I think that I came in on a blue ray with a red overlay, because I think I'm here to speak. But I think I'm here to do it in a pioneering way. And it's always a bit of a challenge when you're ahead of yourself or trying to talk about things that people aren't ready to hear yet, and especially if you're really passionate about it.
Uh-huh.
Like I said before, blue is really helpful if you have a fever. You could put a little baby in blue water, and they've got natural vegetable dyes out. Just put them in blue, and their fever will go down, or put your feet in blue water. Blue also will help you to dissolve nervousness. It helps with cramps. It helps with stress. It decreases blood pressure. It's a really important healing color because it helps to prevent tumorous growth. And if I ever have a sore throat, you'll see me walking around with a silk scarf in blue. Silk and cotton hold the vibration of color longer than any other fabric will do. So if you want to wear a color and experience that energy of it, make sure that you do it in silk or in cotton. One thing I've had a lot of students do that's fun is take and work with a specific color for a week at a time. And let me tell you, by the time they wear red for about 3 or 4 days, they're agitated. They probably had a lot of fun at home with their hubbies or wives. And by the time they get it, then yellow, they chatter a lot. They get to blue, they'll get kind of tired towards the end. So it's a nice way to see how it will affect you. If you suffer from any form of depression, definitely avoid blue, because it will increase the depression. We talked about it having to do with the throat, and it also has to do with upper lungs. So people that are going through grief, that have lung issues, it probably has to do with blue. So you want to take a look at, you know, just get it up and get it out and speak about it. In the Florida Keys, a lot of folks down there will paint their front porch blue because they think it keeps the evil spirits away.
Huh.
And if you had a young child at home and you painted the ceiling blue, that would really help them to have a nice, sleep at night?
Yeah.
So here's some affirmations for blue, because I think one of the issues of blue is about sincerity. And so it would be, I express myself sincerely in all that I do and all that I say. I express sincerity towards others. I express sincerity regardless of the situation. And I express sincerity because truth is my guiding light. So if you don't have any other questions on blue, we will go to indigo.
All right. And that is that is of special interest to a lot of people because we now have in our presence, I guess, indigo children, they call them.
Yes.
Yeah.
I think we really do. I think they've come back to clean up what we've messed up, you know. And when my latest grandchild was born, he's just a month old now. the midwife was standing by me, when he's a little redhead too, and she looked at me and she says, you know, he's an old soul. And I asked for a sign of who he was, and he put his little hand up, and when he did that, I have the exact same picture of my brother, who's on the other side, with his little hand up.
Yeah.
And he was a little redhead.
Yeah.
So, and you know, then I, of course, I came right home and did his chart. He's got his son in Mercury in the same sign as his mama does. So I think maybe the two of them are going to help my family, and of course help to, if you help within the family, you can help to change the world. Because it's through the kids that things are going to change. It's the only way it's going to. Indigo is often referred to as the third eye. And so talking about my grandkids, which I love to do, one of my, the one you see on the website.
I'm looking at him right now.
Oh, yeah. God, he's an angel. Well, he's 12 now. When he was about 9, he called me in and he goes, Grandma, come here. He and his little friend Tyler was there, and he goes, we have a third eye, don't we? And I said, yes. And he said, see, Tyler, I told you we all have a third eye. And by the way, if you ever buy any of, like, white diamonds or any of those high-end perfumes, you'll see how they're color-coded if you happen to be in downtown Manhattan.
Uh-huh.
Well, he and I, because I don't use perfumes, I only use pure oils, we would spray them, and whatever word came to mind, we'd color-code that, and he was responsible for helping to color-code. Now, I think
I used to wear white diamonds all the time. You know,
pardon me?
I used to wear the, that was my favorite perfume.
Oh, was it?
Yeah, it was the white diamonds, yeah.
Gosh, it's been so long since I've used perfumes. I can't even remember what I used to use. But I think the indigo years would be age 36 to 42. And that's when we have midlife crisis, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
It's when we're trying to figure out, we start to wake up a little bit spiritually, and we're trying to really figure out what we're doing, and self-exploration and inspiration. And perhaps it's also when we start to trust our own instincts of what we see. It's through the indigo ray that you would also see the auric field. More indigo people are being born, as we said, than ever before now. And again, I think it's like they'll be, pretty soon I think they'll be able to communicate without even having to use words.
Yeah, I do too.
And our indigos are going to be our surgeons and our directors and our scientists and our astronomers, because indigos are futuristic people who constantly seek the truth. You want to avoid, like, don't ever paint anything indigo. Excuse me. Because if you were lived in an indigo room, it would create depression. The only place dark blue or indigo would be good is in the kitchen if you're dieting. But avoid it if you suffer from mental illness. It would create more depression. And like I said, it's important that young folks, would they have to have a room with indigo, paint one wall and do the rest of them in gold, which would be the color complement to it.
Okay.
But not in the, not the whole color. Indigo also relates to ear problems and to deafness. And I mentioned earlier, folks that suffer from migraine headaches, if they, and you know, the interesting thing with a migraine headache, red glasses might work this time and indigo the next time. As many people as I've worked with migraines, I've never seen it be the same color each time. So they either need to increase or decrease, and indigo would decrease your blood flow. And you could use rosemary oil, or there's other oils that are helpful for migraines, but you'll immediately put those glasses on and know which one that you need, because it'll feel better or it'll hurt more.
Well, my husband gets those, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to get the both shades.
Absolutely, give it a try. And then also have him rub the temples with rosemary oil.
Yeah.
Now, there's an oil out that Young Living has called Migraine. I don't know how successful it's been, but you might want to try that as along with it. You'll, but he'll immediately notice a shift with red or indigo, either one.
Okay.
And
and again, we're speaking with Donna Reese, www.colorvibration.com.
I feel like that music also vibrates to specific colors. So I don't know if you're familiar with Kitaro.
Uh-huh.
Oh, I love him. And that's such indigo music, isn't it? Like Mozart or Bach. Mm-hmm. It's music that lifts you outside of the physical, more into the spiritual. Because as we get up into indigo, you get into a real spiritual state. What you want to be careful of is that you don't get up there so much you forget that you need to honor your time here. And I also mentioned that I feel that essential oils, so I think patchouli, excuse me, the ragweed is blooming here again.
Yeah.
I believe patchouli has the emotional quality to help clear the mind, and it also vibrates to indigo, and it's really good for on the skin. Not to mention it's a nice alluring smell.
We have a store here and we sell incense.
Ah.
And that is our biggest seller.
Is patchouli.
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah, everyone comes in to buy that one.
I like that. I like the fact that, you know, I think they tried it in the 60s and blew it, and now they're finally getting it right, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
And if you wanted to wear indigo clothing or dark blue, you'd want to wear it when you really want to protect your emotions and prevent fatigue on the job. Or it also has to do with wisdom, and it helps to stimulate your self-awareness, like your intuitiveness. The indigo glasses, by the way, also help you to see the auric field. So folks that are able to see that have to actually develop the third eye. And if you can't see it, even with the glasses, don't worry about it. Feel it. Go up to somebody and feel what you feel with them and attach a color to it.
Oh, okay.
Now,
you see, I can feel color. I can't see it, but I can feel it. I can see the auras, but I can't see color. But, like I said, I can feel it.
Yeah, so if you can feel it, all you have to do is identify what color, you know, what that color is, and then what does that color mean to you? You know, if somebody's really angry, you can feel red. If somebody's really passionate, you would feel the positive part of red.
Yeah.
So, now, earlier I mentioned that I have a Bugwa map that I work with. And in the middle of that map, on my feng shui chart, I put indigo, which is about developing the inner self. And I think that's important to bring that up. The only time I used yellow was in the very, very center, which is about well-being. Because I think so many of us haven't really developed that that center, that self-empowerment that the yellow did. Let's see here. Here's a little trivia on some indigo. Do you remember the movie City of Angels?
Yes.
I thought that was an indigo movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it took us out of the physical into what the spiritual and then brought back the physical. So I just felt like that was an indigo movie.
Huh.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, it does.
I also put in the helpful people section, I put indigo there in the feng shui chart. Because I know I get so much help from the other side. A whole family's there, so, you know, they better be helping out.
Oh, sure, sure.
But I feel like that's a good spot for indigo to be. And
now, do you have this chart on your website?
Yeah, I think you can see it's chart on the site. Uh-huh.
Okay.
I have three more charts I'm going to bring up, which is solarized water and my gland and organ chart and my color healing chart. Now, solarized water is another wonderful thing to do. You know, you can go to any stage and lighting store in any city, and you can buy, they're called gels. They're the type of, it's a material that they put over the lights, like when they do TV shows. It's also the same thing that Denshaw used with his color lighting system. So if you take that little gel and you put it on a glass bottle, no metal, and you set it out in the sun, it will inject that color ray into the water. And you will be drinking solarized water. Drink it, sip it very slowly, because it is a medicine. It's a vibrational medicine. I work with the center I told you about in Philadelphia. Many of the doctors and nurses take classes from me when they're on sabbatical. And so in South Africa and in Africa, the last two doctors, they have a lot of problems with allergies and asthma. So I am having them make the orange solarized water, and they're having really good results with it.
And now, where can you get this at?
You go to a stage and lighting store.
Mm-hmm.
Just look in the yellow pages for a stage and lighting, and then go in and tell them you would like to see the Roscoe, R-O-S-C-O, filters, or the Lee filters, or they call them gels. And it's a it's a pretty good size sheet of paper, and it's not a paper, but it's
like a film.
Like a film, exactly, like an overlay. And you just cut a little piece off of it and put it on a glass bottle and put a little plastic top on it, stick it out in the sun, and let it come back in, and you just made yourself some solarized water.
Oh, my gosh, I'm going to try that.
And it's a wonderful tool. So I think the solarized water chart might be on the site. I'm not sure yet.
Well, we're going to have, not only with this interview, you also get a website on our show, or on our BurlingtonNews.net site, where people will be able to hear the show through London Pioneer, through our 24-hour stream, and that'll be running randomly through the weeks. But also, there's you'll have like a physical site right there on BurlingtonNews.net where we'll have all of your links, where people can find the different things that we're talking about tonight through on your site, as well as an audio file so that they can click there and listen to you 24 hours a day.
Gosh, I wish you weren't so far away. I'm getting ready to take some classes on learning more about the web. I think I could spend a couple days with you and really know what was going on.
Well, I'm sure that we'll stay in contact because, you know, I always look at a person's only a stranger once, and then
exactly.
Afterwards they become family.
Exactly. Thank you. Yeah, it's nice to talk with you. I mentioned that I taught some of the doctors and nurses that are in my class are on sabbatical.
Uh-huh.
One of them came in from the Dominican Republic, and down there, when you have a tooth extracted,
uh-huh.
they put indigo light on it because it coagulates the blood.
Really?
It stops the bleeding. Isn't that interesting?
And well, how did they put the light on it?
Well, what you could do is go out and buy yourself a flashlight, a pin light,
uh-huh.
and those little gels I'm talking about at the Stage and Lighting store,
uh-huh.
cut them,
yeah.
and put them on. It put him inside that pin light. I met a doctor in Juneau. They took me up to meet him. He was a medical doctor from the Aleutian Islands. And in Alaska, you can do many things on the cutting edge. It's a very protected community.
Uh-huh.
And when I walked in there, here's this patient with little flashlights going out of their ear, out of their nose, with different colors. And he's treating them with color light. And they were little flashlights, that's all they were.
Huh.
And he had taken those gels and put them in there. So, now, it's interesting, too, because I have a dentist out of Florida that buys the magenta glasses for me when he does root canals on his patients. Yet, the gal from the Dominican Republic uses the indigo because blue stops bleeding, and indigo coagulates blood. So I've never quite understood why they use the magenta glasses, that he uses them. So one of these days I'll get to Florida and I'll be able to learn more from him.
Yeah, really, I'd like to know myself.
Yeah, that leaves me a little perplexed because that's not something that I'm that familiar with.
Well, I'll have to tell my dentist about that.
Oh, yeah, and I bet he'll be open to listening.
He will be, I'm sure. I'm sure he will be.
So if you're out of balance with your indigo, you would be... You know, depression would be a problem, or you might be really shy. And I think one of the greatest key words for indigo is, I see. And I think a wonderful affirmation is, I am perfectly attuned to my vision. I use my imagination for positive, creative purposes, and I move towards my vision with clarity and purpose. So if you don't have any more questions or any questions on indigo, we'll give a go with purple.
Well, my favorite color. Oh, but now I probably gave myself away, huh?
Now I'm
going to be in trouble.
Tell me, what is your least favorite color?
Huh?
What's your least favorite color?
Oh, I don't know. You know, my mood, my colors, preference for colors pretty much depends on my moods.
Mm-hmm. A lot of folks yeah. do, but you can't come up with anything you just particularly don't like?
No.
Okay.
Not well, really.
That typically like purple are usually very artistic, which obviously you are. You wouldn't be doing what you're doing. And they also are very spiritually driven. Purple is a real spiritual color. But now, one of the other things about purple, remember when I said addictions start in orange?
Uh-huh.
They end in purple. When a person has achieved being a drug addict or being suicidal, wanting to escape, they've gone into purple. And in this color system, I always have a concern when folks place purple in a certain position, because that would be the real challenging side of purple. The wonderful positive side of purple is that spiritual growth, that artistic flair, and that, remember that red is the root of purple, so it's about wanting to live here on earth and honor both heaven and earth. And I think that's really important for us to find the balance and enjoy the time here, not wanting to just get out of here.
Yeah.
And I think that our years of 43 to 49 is our purple center. This is when we've mastered this cycle, we're able to put our life into perspective. We should be well-grounded. And basically, this is when people are saying, okay, Alfie, what's it all about? What am I here for? What is my path? And I think people start really moving towards their spiritual path. Since none of us get out of here alive, we all need to, in my opinion, to look towards where we fit spiritually. Because I believe that we're all here for a purpose, and we need to contribute something, not just be and then leave. So purple people usually take action with their vision. They're very, very futuristic people. You'll find a lot of your artists are purple. Because that's what gives them that ability to create. And when they're really in balance, then the color complement to purple would be yellow. So when they're really in balance, they can create, and then they can use their mind to market and to put it out there. Purple is not a good color to use in your bedroom, or sleeping on purple sheets wouldn't be good. I don't know if you're comfortable with out-of-body experience. I personally believe that that this is very real. And if people are in purple sheets, they can do out-of-body and maybe not get back in.
Oh, do you think? Oh, really? Yeah. Now, a lot of people do like doing out-of-body experiences, so that would be helpful for them.
Yes. It would be very helpful. And I have the pleasure of working with Danion Brinkley, and I'm sure you've heard of Danion, who's had near-death experiences, and I myself experienced something. But in working with folks like that, they're comfortable and get back in, but I would be concerned about overdoing the purple. The other thing I'm really concerned about is our youth that are obsessed with the purple or the indigo, because it's a real escapism. And suicide is a big thing among our youth.
Yeah.
I think it's at an all-time high, which is, you know, something maybe the whole, our whole country could take a look at as to why, instead of some of the other things we get involved in. But there I go with my opinions. purple people are usually really sensitive and really intuitive. And they also seem to have an understanding of old teachings, and they gather strength from ideas from those sources. Like, they'll tap into the ancient wisdom or the Hopis or you know, where did this come from and how did it evolve? Because if you think about it, everything we really needed was here.
Yeah.
We just never really have taken advantage of that. You want to avoid purple if you're depressed or you're totally out of balance, like I said, and use the yellow. Now, as far as in the feng shui chart with purple, I happen to have put that at life's journey in the center of it, and I put it with grandparents. When you look at your Bagua map to the right, I think by the time that we become grandparents, we're really capable of having been parents. So that's when you've gotten into your purple years, and you've got enough growth and enough stability and enough passion that you use that intuitiveness and that wisdom well. I think a really good key word for purple is the I know. Because for me, I found in my own life, when I've come to this spot of I know spiritually who I am, where I'm at, and where I'm going, then it removes all form of fear. You know, and you know you're not alone, that we're surrounded in a healthy way. If you would like purple clothing, you would wear that when you need to believe more in your own faith, or stimulate your intuitive, stimulate your abilities, and it would work really well for that. Now, I think that purple is an issue of I surrender, and I think that's how we grow spiritual, is when we finally surrender. And I think an affirmation would be, I trust the will of God, spirit, whatever word is comfortable for you, and I trust that what is mine will come to me. I trust the good intentions of those who love me, and I trust and surrender to love.
See, that's how I found you. I just allowed the force to show me what my next interview was going to be, and I found you. There you were.
Oh, thank you.
And I says, okay, I know what you're saying now, and I contacted you.
Oh, wow. Thank you. I feel very honored for that. Mm-hmm. Purple will help to stimulate the veins, and it'll help depress any kidney action that's negative. It can also help induce sleep with it. And if we have enough time, I would really like to read you this.
Okay.
I had the honor of reading this at the gathering. I'm sure you're familiar with the Gathering of the Women event.
Uh-huh.
I read this opening. They wanted an opening prayer, so I read The Color of Friendship for them. And once upon a time, the colors of the world started to quarrel. All claimed that they were the best, the most important, the most useful, and the favorite. Green said, clearly I am the most important. I am the sign of life and of hope. I was chosen for grass, trees, and leaves. Without me, all animals would die. Look over the countryside and you will see that I am in the majority. Blue interrupted, you only think about the earth, but consider the sky and the sea. It is the water that is the basis of life and drawn upon by the clouds from the deep sea. The sky gives space and peace and serenity. Without my peace, you would all be nothing. Yellow chuckled, you're all so serious. I bring laughter and gaiety and warmth into the world. The sun is yellow, the moon is yellow, and the stars are yellow. Every time you look at the sunflower, the whole world starts to smile. Without me, there wouldn't be any fun. Well, Orange started to blow her trumpet. I am the color of health and strength. I may be scarce, but I am precious, for I serve the needs of human life. I carry the most important vitamins. Think of carrots and pumpkins and oranges and mangoes and papayas. I don't hang around all the time, but when I fill the sky at sunrise or sunset, my beauty is so striking that no one gives another thought to any of you. So Red could stand it no longer, and he shouted out, I'm the ruler of all of you. I am blood, life's blood. I'm the color of danger and of bravery. I'm willing to fight for a cause, and I bring fire into the blood. Without me, the earth would be as empty as the moon. I'm the color of passion and of love, the red rose, the poinsettia, and the poppy. Purple rose to his full regal height. He was very tall and spoke with great pomp. I am the color of royalty and power. Kings, chiefs, and bishops have always chosen me, for I am the sign of authority and wisdom. People do not question me. They listen and obey. Well, finally, Indigo spoke, much more quietly than all the others, but with just as much determination. Think of me. I am the color of silence. You hardly notice me, but without me, you all become superficial. I represent thought and reflection, twilight and deep water. You need me for balance and contrast, for prayer and inner peace. And so the colors went on boasting, each convinced of his own and her own superiority. Their quarreling became louder and louder, and suddenly there was a startling flash of bright lightning. Thunder rolled and boomed, and rain started to pour down relentlessly. The colors crouched down in fear, drawing close to one another for comfort. In the midst of the clamor, rain began to speak. You foolish colors, fighting amongst yourselves, each trying to dominate the rest. Don't you know that you were each made for a special purpose, unique and different? Join hands with one another and come to me. Doing as they were told, the colors united and joined hands, and the rain continued. From now on, when it rains, each of you will stretch across the sky in a great bow of colors as a reminder that you all live in peace. The rainbow is a sign of hope for tomorrow. So when a good rain washes the world and a rainbow appears in the sky, let us remember to appreciate one another. Isn't that lovely?
Oh, that is beautiful.
And
that is beautiful.
Wouldn't that be, well, it will be wonderful when we do that here on Earth.
Yes. And I think we're striving for that. We're going into a new age, and into it now we're into an ascension. So I think we're slowly going into that process of coming together as one. Hopefully, anyhow, going into a new age of love and hope.
And I think that's the turquoise and the olive green. It's the time to go forward.
Yeah.
And be responsible. Well, can you think of any other questions or anything else you'd like to touch on?
Well, I think that we've covered it great for this first show. I'd like to invite you back because you're a wonderful guest, so informative.
Thank you.
Before, though, we do, I think that there is a problem that we should touch on just a little more.
Okay.
And, you know, it's to help our children.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the Ritalin problem.
Yes.
We do have a lot of hyperactive children now. And I think we both agree that the reason for it is because of their high intelligence, you know. But
I think that's their main thing, and I think the other contributing factor is diet.
Yeah.
If we could take these very, very gifted children and keep them off of chemicals, you know, how many of us pick up a can of soda, you know, the processed foods? It would be very, very helpful to them. But they are very gifted.
Yeah. But so what, for any advice do you have for parents of these hyperactive children where they'll be able to help them without maybe making the mistakes that so many of us have made, you know? We learn from our mistakes, and maybe we can help these people avoid those same pitfalls.
I would highly recommend putting them in, as an example, doing their bedrooms in pale blues or pale turquoises, utilizing essential oils when they get hyper, like peace and calming, chamomile, and then for their focus, yellow overlays, rosemary oil. In my own office, I have one wall that's yellow. When I cannot focus, I focus on the yellow wall. Yellow will, and Japan is very big on this. They actually will diffuse oils in the public schools. Yellow will help them to focus. And when they get very hyper, put them in blue. Just calm them down through the frequency of blue. That's the best two colors that you could possibly use for them. And then if you can help have anything to do with trying to control their diet, or at least starting them off so that they recognize when they're getting out of balance, then they know they need to quit overdoing the chocolate or overdoing the soda pop or the caffeine. But there are definitely better choices. I just had a woman bring her daughter to me that the school wanted to put her on Ritalin. And we put her on yellow glasses, did her workroom in yellow, did her bedroom in blue, and she's working with essential oils, and she's doing much better in school. The other downfall was the mother would tell her, don't do that, and then not follow through.
Yeah.
So when you have a child that's really gifted, you can't expect to threaten him. You need to follow through. And I say this because discipline was not one of my good areas in raising my children. I didn't do that part well.
I had a problem with that one myself.
Oh, gosh, I just sucked at discipline.
Me too.
But now I have grandchildren, so I can love on them and give them back and let them do the disciplining. And both my children and their spouses are wonderful at disciplining.
And then for the opposite side of the spectrum here, I wanted to touch on Alzheimer's.
On Alzheimer's patients, gosh, one of my friends was really wonderful in working with me. Her mother's Alzheimer's. And first of all, the bedroom was in a pale yellow, and the mother just sat, all she did was sit in there and take things in and out of her purse. So we redid that room in blue, and it was a very pale blue. The rooms in the house that they do not want her to go in, they paint the door yellow and close the door, and she never, ever goes into those rooms. And then you want to do some essential oils. Geranium is good. It helps to open the heart center. Chamomile is another good one, a soothing one. Chamomile tea is helpful for them. There's another oil that's called Clarity or Rosemary that helps them a bit. You know, they're at a point where a lot of times they still know and they fade in and out.
Uh-huh.
But whatever you want to keep them out of, paint that area yellow, and wherever you want them to feel relaxed, do it in pale blues.
Great.
And if they really get agitated, deepen the tone of the blue a little bit. If you can bathe them in blue water, that would be really helpful for them too.
Uh-huh. Speaking about that lavender, lavender would be a blue color? You know, the scent lavender, because
yeah,
a lot of people, you know, take the lavender scent.
Yeah, lavender essential oil would be wonderful. It's not one I often forget to mention it because it's not one of my favorite ones.
Uh-huh.
But it's great for soothing and calming. You can spritz their pillows. You know, just take some distilled water and 22 drops of lavender oil and spray their pillows.
Uh-huh.
And that'll help to soothe them.
Okay. Well, That does it for me. I don't know. Is there anything that you want to get out? This is your time, you might want to. Do you have any upcoming events, or do you want to talk a little bit on your book? Anything.
Well, I'm going to be in Atlanta with Life Arts Expo, April 2nd, 3rd, and 4th, and then I will be in Dallas at the Addison Holistic Health Fair. And then April, and then in May, the 20th to the 24th, I will be in San Diego, California, for the Healing Touch Conference. And anybody can call my number or
now all the products that you have. You said that people can find these cameras. They just go on your website and find out what areas are selling them.
You could. Well, I sell them. I manufacture them.
Oh, okay. But
if you want to have a photo taken, go to the website or call my office, and I'll tell you where there's one closest in your area.
Okay, great.
And they're throughout the United States, but I'm the manufacturer, and if anybody wants to buy one, it's a wonderful business.
Uh-huh.
You wouldn't want to purchase something that expensive online, but give me a call, and then all my other products are available online.
Huh.
Or through the office, whatever anybody's interested in doing.
Well, maybe. If the price is right, maybe Brad and I'll buy one of those.
Oh, the Aura cameras are the most wonderful tool for folks. If you have a story, you know, a woman can take the camera and figure on earning about $30,000 a year with it.
Uh-huh.
They're good for home parties. I've got one guy that does different beauty shops with them. They are at aid centers. They're just a wonderful tool.
Uh-huh.
And I offer a training program with it. And if you know anyone has an interest, let me know.
Okay. Now, you can find Donna's products at colorvibration.com/products, and she has just about everything there: color therapy glasses, flower essences, bath and body oil, essence energy sprays, energy drops. What else you got? You've got your cassette tapes.
Books and charts.
Books and charts. Let's see.
And I have one book. It was explained to me. Somebody said to me, if you wanted to be a CPA, you would look for a book that would give you what it would take to become a CPA. If you want to understand exactly what color is and what it can do for you, that Self-Discovery Through Color Vibration workbook will teach you that, and it has 18 different colored charts in it.
Uh-huh.
So that's one of my best books out there, and then I have some more charts that I'll be, as soon as I can figure out how to, putting them on the web too.
Well, if you ever need help, ask me.
Oh, I surely will. Thank
okay.
you.
I'd be more than happy to help you.
I appreciate it.
But anyhow, thank you so much for being on our show.
It was a pleasure, Mary.
I totally enjoyed it so much.
I look forward to talking to you again, and let me know if you want to talk about a camera. I'll fill you in on the details.
Okay. Sounds good.
Right.
Well, it would probably be good because, like you said, you can see the coming health issues.
Absolutely. You can't.
And see, that's what I'm thinking of it for, is, you know, maybe somehow it might help others, you know,
I can teach you how to read the photos from an emotional area, and then if you identify the emotion, you prevent the disease from forming. That's the bottom line.
Yeah, and that's why, you know, I'm interested in it myself.
Okay,
thank you so much.
Thank you.
And good luck with your books, your cameras, all your other products, and that wonderful light bulb, your refrigerator light bulb. I mean, that is so amazing. I love it.
Well,
you take care now.
Take care. I'll talk to you soon.
I bid you good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
Good night.
I bid you good night,
good night,
good night.